Autumn Sweater Stockpile Saga. Welcome, 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 friends, to Side Hustle School. It's Chris Guillebeau here. This is the week's Failure Friday segment. We're going to hear a story of something that went wrong, a mistake, a misstep, a disaster, or a failure. Everything kind of fits in one of those categories. And that's because I like to talk about success. I like to highlight good stories, but I also want you to know it's okay to fail. And often the way you fail leads you to something better. Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. That's the theme of this segment. So today we're going to hear from a retailer who gambled half her startup capital on a massive inventory of holiday sweaters, only to watch the season and her profits melt away. Dun, dun, dun. Going to learn how she navigated the fallout to come back stronger, more informed, ready to tackle her next venture. Sarah is from Connecticut. I don't know if there's anything else I need to tell you. Like mostly with these things, I like to kind of set it up briefly and then get out of the way, let you hear the story, let you then go on with your day because, you know, we do daily episodes. We try to keep them all well under 10 minutes long so that you get something helpful, interesting, perhaps inspiring in some way, leaving you to spend your limited time, whatever free time you have, moving forward with your own goals and such. Anyway, that's the purpose of the show. So let's hear from Sarah. I'll come back at the end with a quick little wrap up.
I still remember the day I launched Chic Styles. I felt like I'd finally grasped the star I'd been reaching for all these years. My site looked amazing, orders were trickling in, and I was buzzing with that new business owner adrenaline. With the holiday season around the corner, I was convinced that holiday sweaters were going to be my big break. My delusion began when I found these incredibly cute, festive sweaters from my supplier in China. I mean, who could resist a sweater with snowflakes and reindeer that looked so cozy? Feeling like a savvy entrepreneur about to make her first big win, I sunk half of my startup capital into stocking up for what I just knew was going to be a bonanza of sales. But then, the winter winds brought a different sort of chill. The first week of my big holiday sale passed, and my phone hardly buzzed with order notifications. I doubled down on advertising, draining more of my money. I began to feel uneasy, and the towering stacks of sweater boxes in my once open warehouse space, aka my spare bedroom, didn't help. It felt like those four walls were closing in on me. By January, my inventory looked almost the same, but my bank account told a different story. I was sitting on a mountain of unsold sweaters that surely weren't going to fly off the shelves anytime soon. I felt trapped, overwhelmed, and honestly a bit foolish. Every unsold sweater seemed like a monument to my inability to foresee the obvious. I'd skipped market research, overinvested in seasonal stock, and let my excitement override logical planning. But here's the thing. Failure has a way of teaching you lessons that success never could. First off, I learned to never act purely on instinct, and market research became my new best friend. I also grasped the real risks of inventory management and how vital it is to have a diversified stock, especially with seasonal items. Oh, and cash flow, that's a big one. Keeping enough resources on hand for flexibility has saved me more than once since then. I took this setback not as a stop sign, but as a detour. I invested time in learning about inventory management and market research and returned to my business smarter and more prepared. Now, as I plan my spring collection, I'm not just relying on gut feelings. I'm using pre-orders and customer surveys to guide me. In the end, I don't regret the inventory implosion, as harrowing as it was. It taught me resilience, the importance of planning, and the need for a balanced, emotional approach to business. I'm still reaching for the stars, but now I've got a much better map to guide me.
Thanks a lot, Sarah. I appreciate the story of the inventory implosion. It does sound harrowing, yet at the same time, resilience building. That's what it's all about. Listeners, I want you to be resilient, perhaps even anti-fragile, which is better than being resilient. Being anti-fragile means you actually get better under stress, under pressure. So again, Sarah, thanks for sharing the story. As mentioned, never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. There's much more to come, both in Sarah's story, in your story, and of course, in the podcast itself. Today is episode 2484. You can always find notes for each episode on sidehustleschool.com/episode number. So again, 2484 for today. And of course, tomorrow, new episode. We're going to go into the weekend, going to go into next week, on into the remaining months of the fall and winter, or the spring and summer, depending on where you're listening from, right? You can always find the podcast wherever you like to get podcasts or directly on the website. My name's Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.